Hello, everyone. It is Rory here at that Eurovision site. We are continuing on with our interviews for DORA 2025. And in this interview, I'm joined by the absolutely lovely Luka Nijatic, who will be hopefully trying to represent Croatia at Eurovision 2025 with his song Južina. Dobroveče, kako si?
Oh, dobra večer. Vrlo sam dobro. Odlično. I'm very good. Thank you so much.
Fantastic, fantastic. Ja tebe, ja mene, should I say. My Croatian is
You
terrible,
speak Croatian?
malo, but I do the
Oh,
best I
that's
can, so.
good. That's not little, yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Quality, quality. So yes, yeah, so you will be hopefully trying to represent Croatia with your song Južina. And what was your reaction to getting the call, seeing, you were going to be among the lineup for DORA 2025?
But I wasn't even planned to send the song, but considering that I wrote most of my songs for my new album this summer, which we plan to release this year, my manager told me that it would be great to show up to DORA this year and present our new project. And then I heard it and not heard it. But it was like pumping in my head all the time, but it didn't have a specific song for Dora, so I started to write something else, and nothing seemed good enough. And one day I was listening to my demos in my car very loud, and then Eugenia came, and it sounded very powerful, very very fresh, and I don't know, groovy. And it was something different. So I told her that me and my producer, we will produce it, and if we're satisfied, we will send it. If not, yeah, we will put on the album and just to make a single of it, and that's it. And now I'm here, and everything else is history. So I'm happy that I'm on Dora this year so
Yeah,
much.
definitely. And I mean it's a fantastic song as well to hearing these kinds of sounds coming through and everything. But this is also not your first time in DORA. You've been in DORA a few times before, haven't you?
Yeah, this is my fifth time actually.
Wow.
My first time, My first time was 2003 with song Robot. Then 2007, Pusti me u san, Let Me in Your Dream. Then Brutalero, 2019. No, oh my God, I forgot. 2005, Proljeće. Springtime, one of the best.
The best ones, yes.
And then Brutalero 2019, and now Južina 2025.
Yeah, I mean, you're clearly a big fan of Dora, I must say. What keeps bringing you back to the contest? Is it just as a way to sort of help promote your music, or is it just because you're a big Eurovision fan that secretly really wants to go?
Pretty much both, and I pick a perfect timing for promoting my music, and to make something new, something different, and that's probably it.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, you've definitely picked the right time for sure anyway, in the midst of, all of the hype that's been coming up now after obviously Baby Lasagna's sort of second place. So I mean that in itself must be fantastic to see. So talking then a little bit about Južina, I mean, so Južina is like the Croatian word for this, but like it actually refers to sort of the what we would call in English the Sirocco wind. So I mean, maybe you could maybe try just help to explain what that is and maybe how you brought that into the lyrics for the song.
Usually it's in Croatia, it's not just a wind and meteorological phenomenon. It's some kind of feeling. It's a state of mind. It presents warmth, strength, passion, and emotions. And when Južina blowing here in Croatia, especially in the region where I come from, in Dalmatia, If you have headache, it's because of Yuzhina. If your knee hurts, it's because of Yuzhina. If you're anxious, it's because of Yuzhina. Everything is because of Yuzhina. Yeah, it's state of mind here in Croatia. Yeah, so when I was writing the song, I was literally stuck in my little apartment on the island where I lived through summer, and some point. I thought that everything is tearing apart, and nothing in my life has sense, and that's all because of Yuzhina in theory, but you can't find the exit of that strong feeling. So yeah, it's like I don't know, like the worst hangover ever. So
I would love to describe the emotions from the wind that way.
Yeah, and the only potential survivor was my guitar. So I took it and I played the B minor chord, and I just sang "Južina me valja, mozak mi kažvaka," and I loved it. I
Yeah.
loved it, and then I wrote everything else. So yeah, it's a song
Wow.
about the wind, about emotions. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool because it kind of shows how like connected people are with nature in that kind of sense as well, especially along sort of Dalmatia, because obviously you have like, so many big communities that sort of down there, like sort of Dubrovnik and Splits and like all these kinds of areas, isn't it? So
Yeah, and there is a fun fact actually. During the time of Republic of Dubrovnik in the old times, there was a special law in which big decisions or laws couldn't be made during the southern wind, and even the crimes committed while the strong southern wind was blowing, they took wind as a mitigating circumstance. Yeah.
oh wow, I
It's
actually did not
funny,
know that.
but fortunately, those times are gone,
Oh
are behind
no.
us. Yeah.
Oh well, there was me thinking I was going to commit some murder during the Yuzhina, and then no, okay, well, never mind.
Can you imagine today? Yeah.
Never be able to get that now, definitely.
No, my God. Yeah.
No. But it's kind of saying like how you said this was being released as part of your new album, but you've released quite a good number of songs and albums as well, and you've also, collaborated with huge artists as well in Croatia, such as, Miroslav Škoro and also, Lana Jurcevic as well. I mean, what is like your, I guess, your passion for music, sort of bringing it to such a wide audience here?
I grew up in music. I just love music and love making music, love performing, and that's the thing that I love the most in my life. Yeah, since I was a child. So that's me. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I love that. It's great to see that when you have to live your passion almost,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
And kind of looking at then, so when you're kind of looking at your previous songs, what are the sort of influences that you kind of take from maybe some of the Croatian music scene, but maybe some from the international music scene, like how do they all play into what makes a Luka Nižetić song?
It's totally mixed. My music taste is very eclectic. I love Radiohead. I love, I don't know, Beyoncé. I love gypsy music. I love punk music. Sinéad O'Connor is my queen.
Love.
I love different kinds of music, so my music sounds very eclectic too. Every album is something different, something new influences. Yeah, so yeah.
Okay, I like that. It sounds really cool. And I think as well, maybe obviously comparing Brutalero to Eugenia here, you also seem to sort of focus on a specific color as well, depending on the thing. So obviously this time you've got this very bright sort of purple kind of color, but then
Reddish, yeah,
yeah, and
yeah.
then when you had Brutalero, it was very like neon yellow kind of color. That also kind of feeds into it too.
Yeah, I love colors, but red is my favorite color. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe we should expect a little bit of red then on the stage in Dora, then maybe. We'll see.
Not probably. It will be red. Yeah.
Probably, yeah. So I guess looking at Eurovision then, like I mean, you've already said you're a big Eurovision fan, but like what would be maybe some of your favorite songs from Eurovision's, past? What are some of the ones that really stick in your mind?
Let me think a little bit. Maybe
There's so many options.
there's so many options from Celine Dion to ABBA and then Loreen. I don't know. Yeah, there's so many good songs. Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it is incredibly hard to pick just one song, to be fair. So,
Ruslana, I remember Ruslana. Yeah,
oh
she was amazing.
Wild Dance,
Yeah, she
absolutely
was amazing.
fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes,
Yeah.
yes, yes.
Yeah, so that's fantastic to see. And so then, like, now that we're kind of looking now towards Dora, like we're heading towards Opatija now on the 2nd of March, like what is your sort of plans now? Are you able to reveal anything to do with the staging, or is that sort of being all like kept for, a secret for now?
But for the live performance, we will definitely reference the music video first of all,
Okay.
but also we'll add some surprises and elements that make the live performance more engaging. Yeah, and
Yeah.
our aim is to take everything a step further, both visually and whole stage performance. Yeah,
Ooh,
I have
okay.
very 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 good team, and I have confidence in them.
Yeah. Okay. I'm really intrigued to see how this is going to look now when we come to the semi-finals. It's going to be really, really interesting. And so I guess, like, your music, like how you said, spans across so many different genres. So if someone is listening to Eugenia and hears that song and thinks, oh my God, I need to listen to some more of Luca's music, what would be one song from your previous catalogue that you would recommend people to listen to?
Oh my God. I maybe have a few options.
Go for it.
Kazasira
Okay.
Orkestar. That's like gypsy up-tempo song. And maybe Obećanje. It's a nice ballad. Ponekad poželim. And maybe Proljeće, springtime. Yeah.
Okay. So there's really quite a lot of different songs on there. So hopefully, if anyone is listening to this, they should get them on their playlists. I know I definitely will by the time we're finished with here. So that's going to be really, really cool. And I guess, what would it mean then for you? Like, say, the it all works out and you manage to go to Eurovision for Croatia. What would that mean to represent your nation on such a big stage?
Oh, it's such a big thing. Yeah, it's such a big thing, and I can't even imagine standing on the stage. Yeah, such a big stage and in front of such a big audience. Yeah, it's a big responsibility, but it's an honor, and I would do that with so much love.
Oh, definitely. And I mean, you
Yeah.
can already see that anyway. Your respect for the contest is fantastic anyway, so I can see it for sure. And I guess just one final question from me. I mean, what would be your message to all of these new people that will have discovered you through Eugenia, and also maybe the ones that have followed you since Brutalero as well? Because obviously, us Eurovision fans, we like to stick with our favorites. So, what would be your sort of message to those people?
First of all, listen to good music, support Eurovision, and everything what you do it in a spirit of love, freedom, and just let yourself fly and be aware of a southern wind always.
Yes. And if you need to have any excuse for anything, just blame it on the southern wind.
Just blame it, yeah, just blame it, Eugenia, yeah.
Exactly. Can't get much better than that. Amazing. Well, quality I sretnu u polufinalu as well. I cannot wait to see how it's all going to show up. Thank you so much. The best of luck. We cannot wait to see how it's going to go.
Hvala tebi, thank you, and see you.
See you
God
later.
bless you.
Thank you.